Dawn of a Hunter. Once there was a girl who was drawn to wicked things. Things like forbidden, ancient stories. It didn't matter that the old stories killed her mother. It didn't matter that they'd killed many before her. The girl let the old stories in. She let them eat away at her heart and turn her wicked. Her wickedness drew dragons. The same dragons that burned her ancestors' homes and slaughtered their families. Poisonous, fire-breathing dragons. The girl didn't care. Under the cloak of night, she crept over rooftops and snaked through abandoned streets. She sneaked out of the city and into the rift, where she told the dragons story after story aloud. She told so many stories, she woke the deadliest dragon of all. One as dark as a moonless night. One as old as time itself. Kozu, the first dragon. Kozu wanted the girl for himself. Wanted to hoard the deadly power spilling from her lips. Wanted her to tell stories for him and him alone. Forever. Kozu made her realize what she had become. It scared her. So she stopped telling the old stories. But it wasn't so easy. Kozu cornered her. He lashed his tail and hissed a warning. He made it clear if she refused him, it would not go well for her. She trembled and cried, but stood firm. She kept her mouth clamped shut. But no one defied the first dragon. Kozu flew into a rage, and when the girl tried to flee, he burned her in a deadly blaze. But that wasn't enough. He took out the rest of his rage on her home. Kozu poured his wrath down on its lime-washed walls and filigreed towers. He breathed his poisonous fire as her people screamed and wept, listening to their loved ones trapped within their burning homes. It was the son of the commandant who found the wicked girl, left for dead in the rift. The boy carried her burned body all the way back to the palace sick room while his father saved the city. His father rallied the army and drove off the first dragon. He ordered the slaves to put out the fires and repair the damage. The commandant saved the city, but he failed to save his wife. At the sound of her dying screams, he rushed into their burning home and did not come out. The girl, however, survived. She woke in a strange room and a strange bed, and she couldn't remember what happened. In the beginning, her father hid the truth. How do you tell a girl of 10 she's responsible for the deaths of thousands? Instead, he never left her side. He sat with her through the pain-filled nights. He sent for burn experts to restore her to full health. When they said she would never recover her mobility, he found better experts. And, very slowly, he filled in the gaps of her memory. When the girl made her public apology and her people spat at her feet, her father stood by her side. While she promised to redeem herself and they hissed the name of a cursed god, her father took their curses and turned them into a title. The old heroes were called Namsara after a beloved god, he said. So she would be called Iskari, after a deadly one.